song. Seems like I've been sitting on my circumstance too long. I'm gonna put my armor on. Oh, let's sing it now, saints. Sitting on my circumstances too long. I'm gonna put my armor on. Oh, I'm gonna put my armor on. Oh, I'm gonna stand in battle and sing my Savior's song. Been sitting on my circumstance too long. I'm gonna put my armor on. Oh, let's sing it one more time now. I'm gonna put my armor on. I'm gonna stand in battle and sing my Savior's song. Sitting on my circumstance too long. I'm gonna put my armor on. Well, it's glory, glory, hallelujah, since I've laid my burdens down. Hallelujah, since I've lived.
there's power in confession, saints. You can drag yourself down and have, as Brother Jewel says, a wowsy, wowsy, woo moment. Everything is just horrible, terrible. Or you can start confessing your healing. You can start confessing your salvation. You know, Brother Branham said that Satan fears whenever the weakest of Christians gets on his knees and starts praying and praising the Lord. I come this evening to put my armor on, and I'm going to have my hibachi moment this evening too. Y'all are singing like you had your hibachi chicken at lunch today. So let's just enter into this service, and we're going to have a wonderful time this evening. I know the Lord has got something really in store for us. Let's just sing that old song, "I'm One of Them." That ought to get you excited. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart, all glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Though these people may not learn it, people boast of worldly fame, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and are telling now both far and wide His power is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and power for service came. And what He did for them that day, He'll do for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I can say I'm one of them. Now come, my brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing and will keep the soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart, all glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. 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 Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Yes, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Yes, Lord.
How great thou art.
Oh, how great you are, Lord.
Then sings my soul. Savior God, to thee. chorus to him now, saints. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great.
Before the Lord. And I would just encourage you this evening that no matter what it is you're going through, whatever request it may be on your heart, maybe you've got one that you didn't want to write out, but you've got one in your heart. The Lord knows what's in your heart. And He's got an answer for you. And I would encourage you not to put restrictions on God this evening. Regardless of what your need is or what you've done or whatever it might be, God is able to take care of all of it. In fact, He already has. I thought it was great this morning. He's already filled His role. Now it's up to us to do our part. Accept it. Accept His answer. Accept His resolution. Accept His blessing and His healing. He's got everything you need, and He He's already got an answer for it. I'd like to ask Brother David Whitlock if he would be prepared to come take us to the Lord in prayer. We want to remember to pray for Sister Angie Pruitt, that her blood sugar can get down. She's got to have surgery on her hip, so we want to remember Sister Angie. She's certainly been through a lot of health issues lately. We want to continue to remember Sister Niob, who's at home not feeling well. We want to remember her. We also want to remember Brother Jeremy Clayville, that's at home and not feeling well. We want to continue to remember Brother Joe Drum, that's not with us today. He's at home sick. We also want to keep Brother Jaron and Sister Chanel and the whole Brown family in your prayers. The Lord called home another soldier of the cross today. Brother Homer crossed over to his final reward. And a true soldier of the cross. And we want to remember that family in prayer. Brother Jaron and Sister Chanel is on their way down to St. Augustine now. So just remember them. Also continue to remember Steve and Sarah. I think they're still traveling. He's not with us today. So let's remember them in prayer. Also, we want to continue to remember Brother Barry and Sister Becky and that whole situation with her family and everything up there. Remember the Fulchers, that the Lord would just give them strength and be with them as well. I know there's many unspoken requests among us. Amen. Just remember to pray for each other. Brother David, if you'd come and take these requests before the Lord.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, Lord, we just so thankful, Lord, that we can come through those doors once again, Lord Father, and assemble here. Lord Father God, we can meet here, Lord Father, and we can come and hear your word spoken, Lord Father. We take that for granted, Lord Father. We're just so thankful that we can do that tonight. Lord Father, you gave us such a blessing this morning, Lord. You spoke to hearts individually, Lord. I know you spoke to mine. Father God, I just pray, God, Father, you would just continue to bring that word to us again tonight through your messenger tonight, Father. Lord, Father God, we just lift up all these needs mentioned, Father. We've got those who are sick at home that wish to be here, Lord, Father, and have that desire to be here, Lord, Father, but illness is keeping them away, Lord. We just pray you would touch their physical bodies. Be with those that are traveling, Lord, Father, that watch over and protect them and keep them safe on the highways. I should be with Brother Jaron and his family, Lord, as they have to deal with the loss of his grandfather, Lord, and then as they're traveling down to Florida, keep them safe. Lord, Father God, we just, we're here now, Lord, Father, and we've come expecting to hear from you. Lord, Father God, we just ask that you would just speak to our hearts tonight. We were able to just clear our hearts, clear our minds, Lord, Father God, of all the stuff outside those doors, and you would just really speak to us tonight. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. We just give you all the glory and honor for what's going to take place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. Sister Sarah's got a song for us this evening. If she would come at this time and get ready to sing for us.
Gotta give you what I can today. These scattered ashes that are hid away, I lay it all at your feet. From the corners of my deepest shame, the empty places where I've worn your name, show the love I say I believe. Oh, help me to lay it down. Oh, Lord, I'll lay it down. Oh, let this be where I die. There is victory in my Savior's loss, and in the crimson flowing from the cross, pour over me.
Song. Let's all stand. We'll have our ushers come at this time, receive the evening tithe and offering. Brother Tom, if you would bless the offering. Amen. As Brother Diggs comes this evening, let's just sing that song, Do You Want to Know Where I'm Going? I'm going up to yonder. Amen. How about you?
Do you want to know where I'm going? Where I'm going soon? If anybody asks you, where I'm going, where I'm going to. Oh, I'm going up to yonder. I'm going up to yonder. I'm going up to yonder to be with my Lord. Comfort in knowing I'll soon be gone. As God gives me grace, I'm gonna run this race until I see my Savior face to face. Oh, I'm going up to yonder. I'm going up to yonder to be with my Lord.
pain, the heartache it brings, with the comfort in knowing I'll soon be gone. As God gives me grace, I'm gonna run this race until I see my Savior face to face.
Ready for you to come now. Let's sing that song. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. Oh, I need you, Lord. I need you, just make it real personal and sing, I need you, Lord. Oh, I need you, Lord. I need
tonight, don't we? Amen. Someone requested me to sing this song. You can have your seats. And we're going to sing this song. It's called My Soul Will Sing. Amen. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my soul will sing. Sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. Sing hallelujah. My soul sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, my soul sing, sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul sing, sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul.
Sing it with
hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my soul sing, hallelujah. Oh, my soul sing, hallelujah. Oh, my soul sing, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pain forever, pain forever.
Soul will sing hallelujah. You know, that's the highest praise. Amen. That's the greatest thing you can shout. Hallelujah. In service tonight is hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good?
Amen.
Amen. We got another opportunity to give God praise tonight. Amen. I believe we're going to touch on something that's very important to all of us. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll get right into the scriptures tonight. Lord, we love you, Lord, and our soul sings hallelujah. Father, for you brought us over. You healed our bodies. Lord, which tells us you reign forever, Lord. And Lord, you've never lost a war. You've never lost a battle. Father, you've never come up short. You've never told a lie. Lord, we got so many different things to be thankful for. And Lord, we just pray that our service, Lord, our worship, Lord, and everything about us would show the appreciation in our heart, Lord, for all that you've done. And Lord, me for one, Lord, when I look back on my life and see where you brought me from, Lord, what's besetting me right now or the trials to come, it doesn't matter, Father, because you've always been faithful and you've always been an on-time God, Lord. So help me to, like we said this morning, play my role, Lord, and play with all, with the fullness of joy to know that you have everything under control. And as long as I stay under the umbrella of your truth and follow your leadership, that all things will work out for our good, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord, and we love you, Lord, and we pray that this service, Lord, will just reach a new altitude in the atmosphere. Lord God, that you do something special in this place tonight. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, so you say wherever two or three gather, you're also in the midst. So, Lord, we're taking that promise, Lord, and we're applying the right mental attitude to it tonight. Lord, we welcome you in this place. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome the visitation of the Holy Spirit. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. Somebody say amen again. Amen. Amen. We appreciate all the songs. Let's get right into the word. Amen. I wonder if I was to preach for 15 minutes tonight, would you get what you need to get? Amen. That belongs to you. It's up to you whether you get it or not. It's not how long I can preach. It's not what I can bring out. It's what you pull for. It's what you desire tonight. Amen. I'm just a gift at your disposal. And, you know, I think sometimes we come back and we say, okay, it's Sunday night and we know I was going to be, oh, that's Brother Diggs. He's going to jump and shout and say hibachi and all these other things. But what are you expecting? Amen. You know, the prophet said the right mental attitude will bring every promise to pass. Any promise tonight. Tonight, church. You know, don't we believe what the prophet preached? Don't we believe what we read in the Bible? So why couldn't tonight be your night? Hallelujah. I preached a message in Cloverdale called Why Not Me? Why Not Now? Hallelujah. I can read about Paul and I see what God did in his life, but why not me? Why not now? I can look and see what he did in Abraham's life, but why not me? Why not now? If I have a need, why not now? Why not me tonight? What's holding back my blessing tonight? It's our attitudes. Hallelujah. So let's tap in, church. Amen. Let's tap in to the grace of God. Let's go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 38. This is also in the book of 2 Kings, but I want to read it from Isaiah tonight. Isaiah 38. Praise the Lord. He brought me over. You know, and Satan is such a liar. You know what we have to do sometimes when you're feeling down and out or you feel complacency coming in? Just take a step back and look at your life and measure all the good that God has done. And I guarantee you it'll outweigh the bad. I guarantee you it will. Amen. Isaiah 38. Let's start at verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face upward, turned his face toward the wall, and prayed unto the Lord, and said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, The God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and the city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend the city. Amen. Let's turn to James 5 right quick. James chapter 5. Oh, my soul will sing. James chapter 5. Let's start reading that. Verse 13. If you have to say amen. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. May the Lord bless his word tonight. You can have your seats. Amen. Tonight I want to talk about the answer to all our solutions. Amen. That's not my subject, but I just want to put it like that first before I go into it. The answer to all our problems, all our trials, you know, is simply put in the power of prayer. Amen. And that's my subject tonight, the power of prayer. Amen. You know, church, the Bible says pray without ceasing. But I think sometimes we take it for granted how often the believer prayed when they were in trouble. You know, it wasn't so much, if I could say it like this, you know, the prophet of God, he saw visions and different things, and he had prayer lines, and he waited on the vision. But what did he do after he saw the vision? He prayed. Amen. So it wasn't, if I can say it right, it wasn't so much as seeing the vision. The vision was the confirmation of what was taking place, but he still had to pray. Amen. So I'm saying that prayer is one of the most effective things that God has given us as children of God. Prayer changes things. And the prophet of God said that God will answer any sincere prayer. Hallelujah. And we have to think, church, I can remember just being a young guy, and one thing my mom would say to me, when you pray to God, don't try to be all mysterious and deep, but talk to him like he's right in front of you. Talk to him like he's a friend. Hallelujah. Talk to him like he can understand you in the simplicity of your need. Hallelujah. And I think sometimes we lose focus on how present God is. Hallelujah. And we ought to enter into that place of prayer and watch God work. Hallelujah. We look right here that Hezekiah was facing a judgment from God. God came from a prophet and he told him that your time is coming. You're going to die. That's it. It's over. And then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and he began to pray. Hallelujah. He began to weep, but not only in that, he began to remind God. He said, Lord, I walked in truth. Anybody walking in truth tonight? Anybody know that, hallelujah, that God sent you truth tonight? You know that you're standing on a solid foundation. Hallelujah. You know that you're not walking or living in error, but the word that you have is truth. Amen. And we have the same testimony that Hezekiah had as far as truth goes. Amen. So now all we have to do is enter into prayer. Hallelujah. If we have truth, God is still the same God. If he answered one prayer on the merits of one condition, he has to do the same thing. God cannot change. Hallelujah. God doesn't have a respect to person. Church, we have to be able to enter into that place where God hears our prayer. Hallelujah. And it's the first thing the prophet says, he says, check your motive and your objection, your objective. Hallelujah. And he said, those things will tell you whether it's the will of God or not. And if you know you have the will of God, there'll be nothing holding back your prayer. Hallelujah. But sometimes we feel like we, you know, not my prayer. It's just me. Listen, let me read something to you right quick. Listen what happened when the prophet started talking about this particular thing as far as prayer goes. He says, hallelujah. He said, He didn't come for any just haphazard way. Prayer is not a perhaps. Prayer is a sincere thing. Prayer is talking to God. Hallelujah. But you know how the enemy works? We'll get down to prayer, and you know our minds are cloudy. Our spirits are jumpy. And we get down, and it's hard to concentrate. And you know the prophet of God say, that's when you just stay there and wait. Hallelujah. And that's the hardest part. When you don't feel nothing, you don't feel no anointing, you don't feel like God is near. Hallelujah. The Bible says, wait on the Lord. And see, church, that's what makes prayer powerful. Hallelujah. When you stay there long enough to feel the atmosphere change. Hallelujah. But the only way it's going to happen is if you wait. We have to wait on God. Amen. God wants to see how bad you want it. Not only that, God wants to see if you want to talk to him. Hallelujah. Prayer is communication. Prayer is not just a bunch of vain repetition. But when we get down to prayer, we say, oh, God, I have a need. Hallelujah. When was the last time your prayer was desperate? Hezekiah was desperate. He was like, Lord, I ain't ready to go. I need to get my house in order. I need another chance. Not only did God hear his prayer, God answered something he wasn't even praying about. Hallelujah. You know, at that time, he was facing a battle with the king of Assyria. Hallelujah. The king of Assyria say, we're going to destroy you like we destroy any other king. And then God comes in and say, hey, you finna die. So Hezekiah starts praying for his life. And God not only gives him another chance to live, but God says, I'm going to defend the city. God heard his cry. You know, the Bible says if we would humble ourselves, seek God's face and pray, he'd come and heal the land. Hallelujah. Think about it, church. How often do we find that place of meditation? You know what they're calling it now? They're calling it yoga. Stealing from the church. When you put on a bunch of spandex, sit down with a group, sit down and go, Church, that's the children's bread. We are the ones who are supposed to get down and meditate before God. And God can hear you. God can respond to you. There's a man named Russell Simmons. I don't know if you ever heard of him. But he said one day he was in meditation and he got an idea called the rush card. While he was in meditation, and he was sitting there, and he was thinking about, he was trying to clear his mind on whatever the case was, and this thought came how he could do a credit card and do it a certain way, and it would make millions. So in his meditation, he caught that thought, and now he's made millions off of that. And he's not even a Christian. But the thing of it is, church, hallelujah. There are things God wants to express to us, but how often do we turn aside to say, Lord, what is thy will? I don't know about you, church, but it would mean the world to me to be down in prayer and hear God speak back to me. Come on, somebody talk to me. Would that do something for you, church? But you never know unless you make an effort. You never know until you lay down or you lay prostrate or however you do it. You get before God and you extend that opportunity to say, Lord, I need to hear your voice. And sometimes, even in prayer, I know, hallelujah, the prophet of God preached a message, what hearest thou, Elijah? You know, he's talking about being still, hearing the voice of God. And a lot of times that happens in the hour of prayer. Hallelujah. I know there's been times where my wife was in prayer and God would leave her up to the children's room to find things that they had hidden. Prayer is powerful. I've seen it in action. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know of a brother who his daughter went out so-called on a date or wherever, and he had this, he went into prayer and he was just praying for his daughter, and God gave him I don't know if it was a vision or a dream of a certain place that she was at and she shouldn't have been there. So he just took God up on that inspiration, jumped in his car, rode to the place, and his daughter was there. He grabbed her by the hand. Come on, honey, let's leave. And he said from that point on, he never had any problems out of her. Because she realized she couldn't fight the power of prayer. Hallelujah. You give me a praying parent, hallelujah, and I'll give you a saved child. Amen. Glory to God. Look, church, he says, amen. Prayer is not, hallelujah, getting down or shut your eyes and thinking about your washing or your work, your doing. Say, Lord, help me and help me and John and heal Miss Jones and so forth. That's not prayer. That's repeating some words. But prayer is to come into an atmosphere where you realize that you're in the presence of God and you're moving, hallelujah, to a deepness of sincerity. Hallelujah. That's real prayer when you get down in a place where you seem helpless. Hallelujah. And then you begin to, hallelujah, bring God near. Hallelujah. I want to read you another spot real quick. Hallelujah. Where the prophet talks about prayer. Hallelujah. Listen, he says, now see what prayer does. Prayer is not exactly bringing God down. We always think that, ain't it? It's bringing God down. Bring God down to you. Bring God your atmosphere. He says, no, prayer is not bringing God down to man, but it's bringing man up to God. That's what prayer does. Prayer elevates us into a place, hallelujah, out of this world. Glory to God. He said, and as you pray, you lose sight of these earthly things. You sway out into somewhere else, way beyond, and on and on and on till you become into his presence. Amen. Prayer is very powerful. You know, the Bible says you have not because you ask not. Amen. And you know, when I was thinking about this, hallelujah, y'all know what's happening tonight. You pull, I preach. And I believe I was sitting in the office right after service, and God started dropping this thought on my heart. And then me and her sister was in the back, and she's supposed to have a surgery, but we didn't pray about it already. So I believe when she goes back to the doctors or whatever the case is to go get it checked out, there's going to be nothing to check out. That's the power of prayer. Why would God give us a weapon if we're not going to use it? Hallelujah. And it has nothing to do with me as an evangelist. Hallelujah. But if we all meet the criteria of living in truth, God is obligated to come and see about your need. Hallelujah. A brother of mine in my church, hallelujah, they were at a park. They were at a fellowship for a baby, birthday party or something. And a sister, when they got there, she was walking with her head down. He said he didn't think anything about it. Then another sister came and said, hey, brother, you're a preacher, right? He was like, well, yeah, you know, I'm a preacher. She said, this sister lost her keys. Not even the keys, a key. Not even the whole key, but the half part, the part that goes around the tip. She lost that. And she said, you know, I believe if we pray, we can find it. You ever had a thought like that? Well, let me ask you something. Where is that coming from? Where is that inspiration coming to pray? That ain't the devil telling you that. If God is giving you the inspiration to pray, that means he's ready to answer your prayer. Hallelujah. So I'm here to say tonight, if you respond to the inspiration tonight, maybe God will just answer your prayer. Hallelujah. See, we spend too much time reasoning whether it's the devil or not. The devil will never tell you to go pray about it. That ain't how he works. He's never going to lead you into the presence of God. No. He'll tell you, don't pray. But if you're getting the inspiration that says, well, maybe I'll just pray about it. And we fight that and we fight that when all you got to do is yield to it. Because the only one that could put that on your heart is God. Prayer is communication. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. They found she was looking for a piece of key and it was in the sand, the dust, or wherever they was. And she said, well, I believe this other sister whose key it wasn't even her key. But she was concerned about the other young girl's need. She said, she's embarrassed to ask for prayer. How often we find people like that in church? They got problems, they got trials, they got different things going on. And I don't want nobody in my business. But think about it, church. Two prayers is better than one. Three prayers, hallelujah, three prayers is better than two. Hallelujah. 10 is better than 5. And think about it, if we as a collective group come together and start to pray on certain issues, things will start to happen. Because this is me now. I don't believe God going to tell all of us no. He got to tell somebody yes. Hallelujah. Because we're not all in the same place spiritually. Amen. There are some people in certain categories where whenever they pray, God is attentive. And then there are some of us who struggle to get there. And we fight and we fight. And we finally get there and God say, oh, it's you. Hallelujah. We're not all in the same places, but when we pray together, that's why the Bible says, if any sick, call the elders of the church and let them pray. Hallelujah. Hooray! Think about it, church. That's God's word. So if we put these things into action, something has to take place. God commissioned us to pray. Hallelujah. So you know what they did? This sister, the brother, they sat there and they prayed about the key. He says it wasn't even 30 seconds. Somebody says, oh, I found the key. Just that fast. Because of this other sister's faith in prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, my church. I'm here today because I had a praying mother. Whew. And against all odds, against what somebody saw, against what somebody thought, hallelujah, God said, I'm the high priest of your confession. Hallelujah. Somebody looked at me one day in the church, and they told her, your boy unstable. And she says, nope, I'm praying about it. I don't care what you see. I got a promise, hallelujah, that if I pray, the Holy Ghost is unto me and unto my children. Hallelujah. And I'm a witness. I'm a witness of what prayer can do. Hallelujah. I'm a witness that the prayers of the saints will heal the sick. Hallelujah. I'm a witness, church, that God will answer any sincere prayer. Hallelujah. So I'm wondering tonight, what do you have to take to God in prayer? Whew. Oh, my. Look, Hezekiah cried and he wept before God, but he also reminded God that he's living in truth. So there was no condemnation as far as he was concerned. Hallelujah. So God began to move in Hezekiah's favor. He says, but he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. Now he's talking about Elijah. That it might not rain, and it rained not for the space of 3 years and 6 months. Hallelujah. Think of that. God listened to a mortal's prayer. Whew. Was there really a need for it not to rain? It wasn't really a need for it not to rain. But God honored that prophet's prayer to prove that he was sent of God. Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes God will do things just to prove to you that you're a child of God. Hallelujah. Amen. My sister, amen. Again, keys. God, somebody must be got the key tonight. My sister lost her keys to a house, apartment, car, all that stuff. She lost it. And she was digging and digging in her pocketbook, digging in her pocketbook. And she just couldn't find it. So she's looking all over the house, looking everywhere. And we was like, hey, let's just pray about it. So we prayed. And a couple of minutes later, she goes back to the same pocketbook she dumped out. Goes back to the same place, and the keys are in there. Prayer can make your needs appear in your presence. Hallelujah. Church, in the book of Joshua, where Joshua was losing the battle. Hallelujah. And God had already told him, wherever the sole of your feet shall go, I've already given it to you. And all of a sudden, Joshua and the church, they went up against Ai and they started losing the battle. And this is what I love. Joshua wasn't used to losing. Some of us are used to losing. So we don't go to God in prayer. We think, oh, well, maybe I'm supposed to go to this and this and that and everything. And, yeah, this is the way it is. You know, like one person told me, and I pray I get back to this, but I feel you pulling. Amen. You know, one person told me one time I was in a church. I was in Canada, and this sister came in with a cane. And she couldn't hardly walk, and the Holy Spirit started moving in the church. That was a Saturday night. It started moving in the church, and God started discerning the hearts of the people. God started healing diabetes. God started healing high blood pressure, cancer, all these things. God started casting out demons. Hallelujah. And I looked at that woman because I was inspired and told her that night when I saw her walking out, I said, if you come back tomorrow, God will take that cane away from you. You know what she did? She went home and started praying. She went home and started praying for her visitation. Because she was coming back, hallelujah, Sunday, amen. And she believed if God did that Saturday night, he could do the same thing Sunday morning. Hallelujah. But in the midst of her preparing herself in prayer to meet God, somebody called her and said, don't go back to that church. Don't go back to that church. They're this, they're that. And plus, Brother Diggs is preaching. Oh, my. So she came back, church. She didn't listen. She came back. But I remembered what I said under the anointing. And the anointing came back again that night, that morning. Hallelujah. And I said, hey, that sister, now it's time for you to be made whole. And she looked at me and she said, I said, come to the front. She said, nobody knew who I was talking to. She said, no, I'm not coming. But the pastor's wife, she knew who I was talking to. Church, we are a body. We have to lift one another up in prayer. Don't let somebody go through it all by themselves. Hallelujah. Your prayer might be the prayer that gets them over the hill. Hallelujah. So the pastor's wife, she go back and get her. Hallelujah. And she starts to talk to her and minister to her and say, you know, this is God talking to you. You might not get another opportunity and all these different things. And she says, hey, if you go up, I'll go with you. When was the last time you went with somebody in prayer? Oh my. Church, they get up. They come up front. And immediately she starts to explain her situation. She tells me, you don't understand. I belong like this. I've sinned. I've done this. I've done that. I've been taken from under the blood. She's walking with a cane. Her back, her spine was cracked. And she had a screw in her back. That's why she couldn't stand up. And, you know, she felt that that was a result of something she did in her past. So she accepted that lifestyle. And she said, plus, I've been taken from under the blood. And I begin to ask her questions about why and so much and all these things. But the result of it was, church, have you repented? And she says, yes. And Paul says, that person repents, receive them back in. Hallelujah. And you know, I was talking to Brother Keith about this over lunch, that the Bible says, hallelujah, when a brother or a saint is overtaken in a fault, let those who are spiritual, hallelujah, do what? Restore them. Those who are spiritual. So the problem is not the person that's in fault. The problem is people are not spiritual. Hallelujah. And that word spiritual means having the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus always wanted to see people restored. But we concentrate on the fault so often. But anyway, the sister comes up and she starts pleading her case about, I've sinned, I've done nothing. God is a forgiving God. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's a God of judgment. Yeah, he's a righteous God. But he's also a God of mercy. Hallelujah. He's also a God of grace. Amen. Church, and what blows me away about prayer? Listen to me real good. Hallelujah. Church, God wants to answer your prayer. You know what's so powerful to me? Remember when Jesus went over and he met Legion. Amen. He cast those demons out. Him and those demons had a conversation and they prayed unto the Lord. They said, Lord, will you let us go into the swine? And God answered their prayer. Oh my. And you mean to tell me he won't answer my prayer? And he answered the devil's prayer? It should have been like a wave of her body. Hallelujah. Church, we should have been jumping and shouting. God answered the devil's prayer. Gave him his request. Gave demons their request. Can we go into the swine pleading and praying unto God? Let us go into the swine. God said, go ahead. And we go to the Lord and we pray, oh God, it must be not your will. Oh, my church. Mm. Go back and read the Bible. Where we know Ahab was one of the wickedest kings it was. And God was going to judge him. But you know what Ahab did one day? Ahab fasted and prayed. And because he fasted and prayed, God said, you see how Ahab humbled himself before me? I won't bring the judgment in his day. God had mercy on the wicked because they humbled themselves and prayed. What about us living in truth? Hallelujah. I hope I'm stirring up your nest to pray. Not only for yourself, but as a unit. Hallelujah. Amen. When you get down in prayer, I want you to remember Brother Deeks. Hallelujah. Remember me. Hallelujah. Remember me. Just pray. Let God lead you on what to pray about. Amen. Hallelujah. And think about your pastor and his family. And think about the sisters and brothers in here who you know are going through things. Church, that sister, she started pleading her case, but I belong in the situation and all these things. And I said, hey, have you repented of that? She says, yes, but my back is this, my back is that. I said, well, he took you from under the blood. We put you back in. Because she's repented, and she repented right there at the altar with tears and praying and crying and everything. It was very sincere. And then, church, hallelujah, I said, well, come on, let's pray. Me and the pastor, we started praying. And she lifted her hands. And she entered into the prayer with us. She was being held up by Cain. But once we started praying, she got strength from somewhere. And she lifted her hands. And you can't hold a cane with your hands in the air like this. The cane dropped. The pastor grabbed the cane. Tucked the cane in his office. And the sister just started rejoicing. Hallelujah. She started rejoicing and praising the Lord and just giving God glory. Hallelujah. And I told her, I said, you feel that? That's the power of God. You are healed. Hallelujah. Church, she walked up struggling with a cane. You know how she went back to her seat? Rejoicing. I'm not joking. She went back to her seat doing a speed walk, holding the pastor's hand, swinging and dancing. That same God is here tonight. Hallelujah. Her daughter, hallelujah, was in the same service, and she saw the power of prayer touch her mom. Hallelujah. And she had a messed up life. She had a spell cast on her by a witch who was a lesbian. We hear these things sometimes and we don't even believe it. It exists. You got to be careful what you give yourself over unto. She figured, well, I'm 18 and I'm gone. I'm going to live my life. I want to be bad. And she got more than what she bargained for. Hallelujah. Not only did she meet a woman who was a lesbian, the woman was a witch. And she cast a spell on her that wherever she went, she always see her face. And she said, Brother Diggs, if God did this for my mom, hallelujah, let the Lord take away this woman's face, always showing. She was married with children then, and all she could see was the witch, the witch, the witch. And when we prayed, hallelujah, she came back and she said, I can't even remember what she looked like. Hallelujah. Then her mom met me in the fellowship hall. She said, you know what? When we prayed, I felt the screw turn. Woo! Hallelujah. The screw that was crooked in her spine, when we prayed, some kind of way a hand got on it and turned it. Woo! What was it? It was the hand of faith. It was prayer, church. Prayer is a powerful thing. Amen. Glory to God. Let's not take it lightly tonight. Well, that's it for that. Jesus Christ. I'll keep it as a souvenir. But church, the power of prayer. We see God do some awesome things. Amen. And like I said, when Joshua began to lose the battle, what did he do? Joshua gathered the church and he said, let's pray. Hallelujah. And then from there, they found out that sin was in the camp. Hallelujah. And prayer led them to where Achan, who had the accursed things in the church. Hallelujah. Prayer will keep the church clean. And after they dealt with Achan, they went back to the same battle, and then they got the victory. Let's not stop praying, church. Hallelujah. My mom, this has been a couple of years ago. She went to go get a, I'm not good with these medical terms. She went to go get a colonoscopy. Did I say it right? Amen. She went to get a colonoscopy. And when she got the procedure done, they punctured her intestines and sent her home. And, you know, I was out preaching and, you know, family was doing other things. And my sister brought her home. Notice before I left, she brought her home and she didn't have any voice. I'm like, Mom, what's wrong? She's like, I don't know, my voice this, my voice is that. But she had a high fever, between 105 and 108. Church, that is stroke temperature. So we prayed. Hallelujah. We prayed, and I said, Mom, I got to go, but I love you. I'll be back. You know, and I left. I went out preaching. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, I was doing Brother Burley's camp. I went out preaching, and then my sister called me, and she said, hey, we had to take Mom to the emergency room. Because when they punctured her lung, we didn't notice. We was wondering where the fever was coming from. When they punctured her intestines, everything she ate and digested from there was going into the cavity of her body. Now, that's how you poison and kill somebody. But you know, church, we begin to pray. Hallelujah. We begin to trust God. Hallelujah. And my sister stayed there all she could. And after I finished preaching, I was on my way back home. Hallelujah. And church, by the time I got there, hallelujah, prayer hadn't went up. By the time I got there, my mom was in the hospital, and she said, finally, she convinced my sister to go home. She told her, everything going to be all right. God got this. Oh, that's why I thank God for my mama. Hallelujah. Amen. You know how the Bible says, stir up that gift that was in your mother and your grandmother? Hallelujah. I believe in that. Amen. But you know, church, hallelujah, she was in the hospital, and she was laying there after prayer went up. She believed in God to be a deliverer. She said she fell asleep, and then while she fell asleep, a man appeared to her in white. Hallelujah. Glory! And she said he had a big old bucket in his hand. Hallelujah. And she said she was thinking, what is he going to do with that bucket? And he took the bucket, and he started rocking with it. And the next thing you know, he took the bucket, and she was saying, hallelujah, in her dream. You know, a dream feels so real when you wake up, you're like, well, church, hallelujah, in that dream, hallelujah, she told that man, hallelujah, that was standing in white, he got ready to splash her, and before he splashed, she said, don't you do it. He said, swash. And she woke up, and she was wet. Hallelujah. She was wet all over. Sheets were wet. Everything was wet. Hallelujah. But you know what? The fever was gone. Hallelujah. Glory! And from that point to this day, she's never had another problem with her intestines. God, the power of prayer will change things. Hallelujah. We need to get God on the line. Hallelujah. I'm about to close. Don't get nervous. Hallelujah. Now we see. Hallelujah. Listen to this, church. I'm going to tell the story and I'm going to probably close. But what I want us to do is to really realize that God hears your prayer. And I'm going to be very bold with this next statement. Every prayer. It would be foolish enough for us to pray and believe that God is saying, no, he's listening. Whether he answers or not is his own prerogative. But he hears every prayer. But what I want you to understand, God will answer according to his will. Hallelujah. He might not give you everything, but he hears you. Amen. Remember he told Paul, Paul had infirmities and Paul kept going to God and going to God and going to God till God got tired of hearing him. And God began, he come and he say, look, I sent a messenger to buffet you because you got so much revelation going through you. This will keep you humble. Now don't ask me about this no more because my grace is sufficient. He will answer. It may not be what you want, but he will answer. Hallelujah. He's a prayer answering God. There's a story that the prophet told that they were in a service and there was a woman who had a baby and she had a prayer card. But this other mother saw her and the baby and something told her, pray for the baby. Pray for the baby. And she had just this reasoning spirit. Like, no, well, she got a prayer card and Brother Branham's going to pray for the baby. But God was telling her, you pray for the baby. And sometimes God tell us to pray for one another and we got every other reason not to do it. Well, Brother Barry's the pastor. We'll let him do all the praying. But God put it on your heart. Church, it stinks. Look, I'm going to say this and I want you to really catch it. God is hidden and revealed in simplicity. In some of the simplest ways, God is doing supernatural things. Think about it tonight, church. While I'm preaching, God is going around measuring how much you want that prayer answered. Oh, all of us got something to pray about. But how bad do we want it? Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I get like Hezekiah sometimes. I start to cry and moan and weep and, oh, Lord, I got to have it. He said, the prophet of God said, the effectual fervent prayer is a prayer of desperation. Y'all know the prophet prayed like that? You hear the stories about Billy Paul, and he said, it don't matter how good you raise your child. He said, if they don't have a genuine experience with God, the world will sweep them away. He said, so he used to jump in his car and plead and cry for Billy Paul because Billy was getting into all kind of stuff. He's like, Lord, please don't let the world take my boy, my only boy. I think at that time he didn't have Joseph. So he'd be crying out for his son and crying out for his son. And he said, while he's crying out, God took him into a vision. And he saw Billy tumbling and tumbling and turning and tumbling and turning. And then the next thing you know, hallelujah, he sees the Lord catching him. Hallelujah. So he knew everything was going to be all right. Wouldn't that mean so much? In your hour of desperation, God will come and show you it's going to be all right. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Whew. It's going to be all right, church. But this woman, hallelujah. I know sisters who've been barren and they prayed about it and God gave them a baby. I know people have been sick with certain diseases and certain things. We got a sister in our church who had some kind of disease the doctors didn't even know what it was. And now to them, she's a miracle. They study her paperwork, her x-rays and all these things just in case another case like that comes up. And now when she goes in for a checkup or whatever, I don't know the last time she been in a checkup, they were calling her the miracle woman. Because we were at that church praying. Hallelujah. But anyway, this woman, everybody all right? This woman, she's running from praying. God is telling her, go pray for the baby. She said, well, Brother Branham's going to pray for the baby. And that's easy to do because you know God answered Brother Branham's prayer. And why? You know what the problem is sometimes? We don't want to put ourselves out there for failure. Because we don't believe God hears us. We're not where we're supposed to be. But how are you going to get there if you don't try? Hallelujah. Amen. So she makes every excuse. Hallelujah. I think she even gives the lady her seat. But that still didn't, that had nothing to do with what God told her. God didn't let up off her. She went and stood up on the wall and God was still in her ear. Go pray for the baby. She's like, Lord, I didn't gave the woman my seat. She thought that was going to be good. No, go pray for the baby. She looked and said, oh, she got a prayer card. She's sitting there talking to God. She got a prayer card. God was saying, so I told you to go pray for the baby. And you know, God tells us stuff, and we try to get away from it, and God keeps coming back. One thing I know and realize, you will never dodge God. He's the king of dodgeball. He'll hit you every time. And sometimes it hurts. I know people who've got broken arms from a dodgeball. You imagine you trying to dodge God and God is just sitting there like, okay, I know right now he's going to jump to the left. Bam! Because he knows everything. You cannot hide from God. So she's making all these excuses. You know, she got a prayer card. Brother Bram's going to pray for the baby, this and that, blah, blah, blah. You know, on and on. And she probably did that for 30 minutes. And God still came back and said, no. I want you to pray for the baby. So finally, hallelujah, she comes to the lady. And this is what I want you to understand. Why did God choose her? Because she was a mother. And the prophet of God said the best way to pray for someone is to enter into what they're going through. Hallelujah. And she, as a mother, could enter in for a child. And she said, ma'am, would you mind if I pray for your baby? She said, oh, certainly, certainly. Go ahead, pray for my child. She prayed for everything that she was fighting against. Once she stepped into that role, it was so easy. And she started to pray. She prayed, probably prayed a simple prayer, whatever it was. Hallelujah. Then this lady prayer card gets called. And she goes up, stands before Brother Branham, and Brother Branham says, there's nothing wrong with the baby. And she's like, I know my baby. The mother's like, I know my baby's sick. And Brother Branham said, hey, the woman back there in the so-and-so dress, she prayed for the baby and the baby's healed. Just be obedient. And God will take care of the rest, church. Hallelujah. It's just that simple. Amen. And after she got all that off her chest, you know, hallelujah, some weights don't leave until you do what God tells you to do. But in my closing, come on, musicians, I'm closing. In my closing, remember in the book of Daniel, hallelujah, Daniel had a certain vision or dream or whatever you want to call it, and he didn't understand what it was. So the Bible says Daniel went into a fast, a praying, of supplication, 21 days, hallelujah. And God, hallelujah, it took the answer to come for 21 days. Why? Because the devil withstood that prayer. Oh, my, y'all know he's still the same devil. But what I want you to understand is, hallelujah, when the angel came, the messenger came, he said, hey, Daniel, as soon as you turned your face to seek God, the answer was coming. Woo! As soon as you started to pray, the answer was falling. Oh, my. But it took me 21 days to get here because I had to fight these demons. Whew. Could it be the same thing? Some of you have been praying and praying and praying. Well, maybe tonight you got help. Hallelujah. Maybe tonight, hallelujah, your prayer can be answered. Hallelujah. Remember one time I had a financial issue. I shouldn't say one time, plenty of times. Sometimes I say, God, why you call me to live like this? Because I just, get a regular check. But you know, sometimes God will let certain things happen in your life just to get you on your knees. So you can see that you have contact with him. And you know, I might have told this testimony, but I was in need. Hallelujah. I was in need of some substance. Some dinero. Amen. Some money. And you know, I had been praying about it, different things, and God told me, now I'm in need, I'm praying about it, and God says, give. I'm like, what? I'm in need, you telling me to give? He said, that's what the scripture say, give and it shall be. About five of you got it. Give and it shall be given unto you. Now I'm praying, Lord, I need a financial blessing. God comes to me and say, hey, you give. God has a sense of humor. So, but this time, the scripture meant something different. I said, okay, God, I got you. So, I said, who can I give to? I said, I'm going to give to my mama. So, I go give her some money. When I get there, I give her the money, and she just started rejoicing. Because it was an answer to prayer. God put me in a situation that I could need, so he could speak to me to give to my mama because she had a need. Hallelujah. So sometimes God is working in ways you don't even understand. Hallelujah. But he's working it all out. Amen. So you know, hallelujah, I go give her the money. She's just rejoicing and praising the Lord. I'm like, I'm standing there. You ain't going to say, hey, how you doing or nothing. She's just rejoicing, thanking God. I said, Lord, I know I had this need and this and that and everything. You know, she's praising God. And I'm like, well, you know, okay, it's me, your son. Hey. I'm finna leave now. I'm finna go. She said, all right, son, you go ahead and go. You know, but as I was leaving, I was thinking, you know, I was like, Lord, you know, you told me to give. And God began to break it down to me. He was like, look, in that moment, the reason why she gave all the praise to me is because I was answering her prayer. And in that moment, you wasn't her son. You were Jehovah Jireh. Ooh. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Church, we are his attributes. Hallelujah. And think about it, church. God can use you to answer somebody's prayer. And in that moment, I wasn't just her son. I was the attribute of a provider, which was Jehovah Jireh. And I'm here to tell you tonight, when you pray for the sick, that's not you. That's Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. The Bible says ye are gods. So anyway, I give her the money, and I go off and preach someplace else. And as I'm preaching, I go out of service, a sister comes up and gives me a check. And I'm like, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm like, thanking the Lord. It was $200. I gave my mama $100. I got back more than what I gave. But then that sister, I might have told this before, but maybe somebody needs this. But then that sister, she went home, and God told her, you did not do what I told you to do. You prayed to me about blessing you and helping you and all these things, and you did not do what I told you to do. I told you to give him so-and-so. And the only reason why I know this is because she told me. So she meets me and the pastor. I'm about to leave and fly back home. She comes and meets the pastor. She's telling the story that God told me to give you so-and-so, and I thought I was going to get away with giving you what I thought you ought to have. Let me see. Please don't do me like that. Hallelujah. Let all of us get the blessing. Hallelujah. You'll get yours, and I'll get mine. But anyway, church, she reasoned with that in prayer. God is talking to her and telling her what to do. But she reasoned with the voice of God. And now she's home and she's running from God. And God told her, I told you what to do. And she thought she was going to get away from it. 3-day meeting. Every day God comes back to her and says, you're disobedient. You're disobedient. I told you to give him this. You're disobedient. So finally the last day she comes back and she says, look, God told me to give you so-and-so and I gave you $200 because I thought that was good enough. She said, but the Lord wouldn't let me rest. I couldn't pray. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't hardly worship in church because I know I didn't do what God told me to do in prayer. Whew. And the blessing about it, church, is this was so powerful to me. They didn't even speak English. God can bless you when you ain't got to understand it. Hallelujah. So they sitting there and they're talking in their other languages, and I'm like, what's going on? They talking about me. Yeah, they were talking about me, but in a good way. And they're going and saying these things, and finally the pastor interprets. He says, look, God told her to give you X amount of dollars, and she didn't do it. She says, so now I'm here to finish what God told me in prayer. And she gives me the rest of what God told her to give me, which was another $800. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing. And church, she gave me $1,000. But you know what that was? That was the tenth of what I gave my mom. So God already had something waiting for me. I just had to pay the tithing on it. Woo! God already has a blessing waiting on you. Just do what he told you to do in prayer. Hallelujah. And that woman, hallelujah, in service, hallelujah, she had cancer or something in her body, and we prayed for her, and she got healed. You know why? Because she was obedient. Hallelujah. How many of us are going to pray? Amen. Same old five people? Church, we need to take it to God in prayer. Prayer is powerful. The prophet of God, let me find it right quick. Listen, and I'm going to close by the grace of God. He said, it's prayer. The most vital force that God ever put into the hand of mankind. The most effective force that's known to man is prayer. Do you believe that? It is prayer that changes things. So, church, we ought not to leave here tonight wondering what to do. Pray about it. Amen. And if you could pray about it, God, hallelujah, can move in your stead. And think about it. The more God answers prayer, the more we'll pray. It's just that simple. And like I said, when we look at the prophet of God, we so often we think, you know, his ministry was about the visions. No, his ministry was about prayer. Amen. He saw visions. But at the same time, he had to pray about what he saw. And then God will move. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen. Jesus will come on the scene and he say, hey, I know the Lord hear me when I pray. Hallelujah. Think about how confident a place that is to know that when you get down and you communicate with God, that God is right there listening. That goes with, hallelujah, you spending the time there and then God answering. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm in a place where God is strengthening my prayer life. Because there's so many things that we see, so many things that go on that God wants us to be a praying people. Amen. Hallelujah. Even tonight, if you got situations tonight, let's take it to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. I don't have to lay hands on you. Amen. You right now, think about it. Think about this. Why would you be here hearing a message of prayer if God didn't want to answer you? Amen. He said, the word does not return unto him void. He said, the spoken word is the original seed. He says, that word goes out and it has to find a resting place. Now, who's going to pray tonight? Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now.
Everybody sing the song with me. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. I want everybody to do this part right here. I lift my hands. I lift my hands, bow my knees, and worship at your throne. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. Come on, y'all, sing it with me. I need you, Lord. Congregation, we need you, Lord. right now. Lift our hands and bow our knees. We lift our hands and bow our knees and worship at your throne. Let's keep singing that, church.
I need you, Lord, right now.
need you, Lord, right now. Oh, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. With my hands, worship at your throne. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. To you, let me change, renew from of the grace I found in you. Oh, Lord, I've come to know I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love surround of your love as you live in me. Oh, Lord, you knew my mind as your will unfolds in my power of your love.
give myself away. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus.
Your heart, when my will be
love's a throne in your love. When all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you.
See you.
praise your name this evening. Amen. I believe there was some people's lives that was touched here tonight. I believe there was some people that was delivered here tonight. I believe there was things that was binding God's people that left them at the altar. Friends, if you've not been delivered yet, the altar's still open. He still knows your name. You got to be like that woman that all she had to do was just push through. She was not going to be denied. All she knew, all she had to do was just touch his garment and she would be healed. And she was singing that song, I'm sure, just like this. I would not be denied. Oh, I would not be denied. Oh, I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be denied. Oh, no, I would not be denied. Oh, I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be denied. Now sing it like this. No. Aren't you glad you come to church today? Isn't God good all the time? Brother Diggs, thank you so much for just surrendering yourself to the Lord. We were having lunch. This is why I knew that we were going to have such a phenomenal service. We were having lunch today, and we were getting ready to leave to come to church, and I was running just a little bit late, and I said, well, they can't have service without the preacher. He said, well, what makes it even better, brother, is I don't know what I'm going to preach yet. That right there is a man that's turned himself over to the Lord and brought a masterpiece. I know there was many lives touched here this weekend. Don't you just love him? Amen. He is so mindful of our needs. He's already got the answer to our problem, saints. We just got to reach out there and claim it. Amen. Let's, before we dismiss, let's just have a word of prayer here. And just ask you to remember the Brown family. Brother Jaron and Sister Chanel's on their way down as Brother Homer crossed on over. And remember our pastor and remember to pray for each other. As we always say, we're all in this together. We're all part of the body. So pray for each other and pray for Brother Diggs to have a safe trip back home this evening. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, that
you come down and visited with us today, Lord, and walked among us, Lord, and just sat with us and just fellowshipped with us, Father. Lord, how we long for the time, Lord, that we never have to leave your presence ever again, Father. And we know, Lord, as much as we long for that day, Lord, you long for it even more. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us, Lord. Lord, we just ask now that you would be with each and every one here, Lord. Just remember the Brown family, Lord, as they're dealing with the loss of a loved one, Father. Just give Brother Jaron and Sister Chanel safe travels down there. Father, we just pray and ask you, Lord, to remember Brother Barry and Sister Becky, Lord, and just be with that family, Lord. Just give them strength and courage to keep pressing on, Father. Lord, we just pray and ask you to be with our Brother Diggs. Lord, just continue to bless his ministry, Lord, and use him in a mighty way, Father. Lord, I pray for each and every one here, Lord, that you would just go with them now and just be with them this week, Father. Anyone that's sick, Lord, any needs, Father, may you just minister to each one of them individually. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we love you, and we give you all the praise and glory in your wonderful name. Amen. Let's just sing that song, This Is My Desire. Amen. As you go, let's just sing this song. This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. Give you my heart.